I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Could another October 7th type of attack come from Hezbollah in the north? That's the question on the minds of many in Israel now. Around 200,000 Israelis have fled their homes at both the northern and southern borders. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says,
we're talking about all these people that have been displaced, much like a hurricane coming into New Orleans, much like we see other destructions. These people now have nowhere to go.
SGA supports Russian-speaking churches in Israel, delivering groceries to the displaced.
Central to distribution of food is relationship building, and then the questions follow the relationship building. The questions then provide bridges for the gospel, and then they continue the ministry.
Pray for spiritual fruit in Israel. Finally, God uses surprise encounters to bring his people together in unexpected ways. At a recent gathering, Mission Christ president, Reverend Jason Wolford, met a pastor's wife who teaches music to students in Liberia over Zoom. She was struggling to send them new instruments. At the same time, Mission Cry had a container full of repurposed Bibles and Christian books meant for a seminary just miles away from the music ministry.
You talk about the Lord ordering the footsteps of the righteous, being at this event, sitting in front of these pastors, also God could get the word and these musical instruments to our brothers and sisters in Monrovia. That's so great.
A gift to Mission Cry tagged Liberia will help cover the $11,000 cost of sending this container. Pray that these materials reach their intended destination this month. Mission Network News is service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Learn about the birth and growth of a ministry that now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.